could you be going through a midlife crisis? What are you going to do, live to 130? Enough already with getting a job. Now, the bakery didn't fire you because you're a woman. They fired you because you ate like a pig. Now she's insulted. Maggie, don't forget, you have an appointment with Mr. Anthony at the Chatterbox to get your hair done this afternoon.
Oh, is he really good?
All the girls at Haley Sweet 16 are just gonna hate your guts.
Oh, I love you, Fran.
Oh, really, Miss Fine? Is a Sweet 16 party just about making your friends hate your guts?
Yes!
Hello, hello.
Cece, tell me, did you have one of these Sweet 16s?
Oh, please. All those little snot noses trying to outdo each other. I didn't want one.
No friends?
None.
Niles, my eggs are all dried up.
The gene pool is saved.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, Cece.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Such wannabe.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing.
Fasten your seatbelts, kids. We're about to enter the Silicon Valley.
What are all these women doing here?
Your father's holding auditions.
I told him not to cast this role until after school. Oh, if they've danced already, there's gonna be hell to pay.
Come on, Maggie. We gotta go to the Chatterbox to get your hair done.
Oh, let me just go change out of my uniform.
Oh, all right. But hurry up, because nobody has ever kept Mr. Anthony waiting. Except Susan Powder. Need I say more?
Excuse me, can you break a 20? The cab driver's holding on to it till I can get... change. Well, it doesn't matter. Because this part is mine. Blue is my lucky color, and look, the entire house is done in blue.
Honey.
Bummer. Well, still doesn't matter. What do they have that I don't have?
These are prescription, right?
Are you here for the tall, voluptuous showgirl 18 to 25?
Oh, your eyes are fine. No, I'm not auditioning.
So you must be one of the producers.
Better, the nanny. Let me look at your resume. Maybe I can give you a few pointers. Mary Ruth. Well, that's gotta go. You need more experience.
I don't have any.
Well, I'll take care of that. Because, you know, Mr. Sheffield only hires the most accomplished actresses. Now, is Baywatch one word or two?
Well, my stomach is in knots. My acting teacher always says, when you get really nervous, just imagine all the people you're auditioning for naked.
Well, picture her, because I've seen him, and trust me, that's not going to calm you down. Thank you, babe.
Shall I leave a picture? Wow, that went so much better than my last audition.
Honey, how much are you paying this acting teacher?
Nothing. We were living together until he threw me out for an actress with more talent. So now I have no place to live, no job, nowhere to go, and no means of support. But I can't complain.
You're not Jewish, are you? Listen, I'm on my way to the Chatterbox Salon, and someone told me that they need a new shampoo girl.
Well, that sounds perfect.
Let me see your resume. Because, you know, Mr. Anthony only hires people from the most exclusive salons. Now, is Supercuts one word or two? G.
Chatterbox, Claude speaking. What do you mean she's cancelling her 4 o'clocker, Mr. Antony? You can't cancel a Mr. Antony without a 48-hour notice. Well, when did she die? Hello?
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Come over here. I'm very satisfied.
Ma, what do you think you're doing? It's my turn to tip.
Don't worry, Sylvie. I still got plenty of room on this side.
Oh, Mr. Antony, I'm a married woman. Come here. Like a ripe cantaloupe.
You bruise it, you bought it.
Now, remember what I told you when I introduced you to Mr. Antony? Picture him naked.
But I'm not nervous.
So what? Mr. Antony, your 3:30 is here.
Hey, Franny. Ooh. Look at that body. Look at that shape.
Oh, Mr. Antony.
No one conditions like you.
Thanks. This is Maggie.
Hi.
She's invited to her first Sweet 16 party.
Oh, you're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. I made that up. So, would you like to slip into something a little more comfortable?
Okay.
Claude will get you a smock.
You know, Claude has styled a lot of celebrities. He's the one that told Jerry Lewis, more oil.
Ooh, a natural blonde. Well, now there's two of us.
Honey, honey, come here, come here. Oh, Mr. Antony, this is Mary Ruth, your new shampoo girl.
Well, not so fast. I just don't hire anyone off the street. Let me see your resume. Ooh, supercuts. What are you staring at?
Nothing. I was just picturing you, Nick. Before we start, I think it's only fair to warn you that I am first and foremost an actress. And at any moment, I may get a lead on Broadway. Or Merv Griffin could call and want a game show hostess. And it could all happen so quickly. In show business, they needed you yesterday.
Do you sweep?
Yes.
You're hired.
Bless you, Mr. Anthony.
You know, Yetta, Maggie is going to a Sweet 16 at the Statue of Liberty.
Big deal. I had mine on Ellis Island. So many people came.
Yetta, you were in quarantine.
I thought it went on a little long.
Okay, Sylvia, you all done.
Thank you, Kim. How long should I wait before I eat?
Oh, about 4 years.
I tell you, I'm gonna love working here.
What do you mean?
I took a really good interview with Mr. Antony.
Oh, you're the one that told me Mr. Antony was looking for a new shampoo girl.
Yeah, why?
Nothing?
I am practically a shoo-in. The only other person who applied is Estelle. But he wants somebody young.
You know, Ma, I don't think it's such a good idea. You work in here inhaling all those permanent wave fumes.
Oh, I love them fumes. Gives me a nice buzz.
My daddy doesn't want you to work. Who's gonna feed him lunch?
What? He can't add water to the top ramen himself?
Yeah, but if you're not there to stop him, he's just going to keep eating. Remember Uncle Aaron? May he rest in peace? He exploded that Hanukkah.
The doctor said it was a freak occurrence. Yeah. You can't eat 32 latkes and sit that close to a menorah.
Meanwhile, where was Aunt Polly?
At work.
Oh.
You're right. I'm being selfish. I have to sacrifice my career for my man.
Oh, Ma, you're doing the right thing.
Thank you, Fran. I got the job with Mr. Anthony.
Ow, Ma, stop pinching me!
This is my best nail I ever paint. This is my country. That's my sister.
That's her husband.
And that's the cat.
It's amazing you can paint with so much detail.
Meanwhile, I'm going blind.
What was that?
Calm down, just bikini wax.
Might as well face it, you're addicted to love. Your heart sweats, ooh, your body shakes, you're mine.
Meanwhile, what you staring at like I don't know?
Please, he's not my type. I don't go for that dark wavy hair, blue eyes. What is that, a 30-inch waist?
29. Long.
So, how was your first day?
Long. Hard. Good!
Did you sweep?
Yes.
Good. Then you can go home.
Great. Do you know a nice hotel around here? Or maybe a shelter? I don't really know Queens.
Oh, well, now you know one. Charms. I'll tell you what. Until you get back on your feet, you can stay in the back room. It's not really fit for a human being. Oh, and when my mother comes, you gotta get out.
Thank you, Mr. He's so sweet, he's letting me stay in the back room.
Oh, good. It was going to be employee lounge, but this much better. You deserve it. Friday hoiler.
Oh, yeah? Well, come over here and say that. Jeez, it was just an expression.
Come meet new shampoo girl, Mary Ruth. Mary Ruth, this is Mr. Anthony's son, Nemo.
I didn't know Mr. Anthony had a son.
Sure. This is Mimo's class picture. Only one without a tie.
Excuse me, I couldn't help but notice that you have a little blood gushing out of the side of your head.
Look, lady, I'm 13, I live in New York, and my father owns a beauty parlor. This is not an uncommon thing.
You poor kid.
Lady, I'm all right, really.
Well, let me take care of that for you.
Okay.
You know, the head bleeds the most. It's something about the capillaries being close to the... Oh, I'm getting a little queasy. I'm not that good with blood. Nemo, swear you won't let my dress fall over my head.
Well, she fits in perfectly. Another Fruit Loop for the bowl.
Nemo, who were you fighting with? Was it that Glenn Chamoff bully again? I have a good mind to teach that boy a lesson. Wasn't so big for his age.
Hey, you be nice. His mother, good customer. Nice lady. I see her tomorrow. I'll give her fungus.
There's gotta be a Band-Aid around here somewhere.
Oh, no. Just stay out of there. It's private, okay? Just stay out of there.
I'm not interested in anything in this drawer except for a Band-Aid. Yeah. Oh, what's this?
Give me that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll mind my own business.
That's Mimo's mother.
Really? She's very pretty. Someone should fix the glass and put her out.
Oh, please. That'll happen the day the NFL asks me to play tight end.
She'll break
Mr. Anthony's heart. And when she left him, he'd punch out the glass.
Not to mention the mailbox, the dumpster.
Sister Mary Margaret.
Well, that was an accident.
Oh, boy, she went down like a ton of bricks.
Not unusual to be loved by anyone. Ba-da-da-da-da-da.
It's not unusual to have fun with anyone.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. When I see you, I could do it.
Where'd you get that?
Out of the drawer.
Mimo?
Hey, it's a junk drawer. I don't know how it got in there.
Mimo! Hey, this isn't Les Miserables. Get back to work.
You know, it's so obvious what's going on here.
Yeah, you're about to get fired.
No. All these years that you have been hating her, he has been missing her.
I'm guessing you're one of those girls that's got a real urge to reach out to people.
Yep.
Fight that. Now, let's put this back where it belongs. I should have hired Sylvia. I would have gotten a little peace and quiet around here.
My own daughter betrayed me! Now I know how Nancy Reagan felt.
Ma, I'm sorry. What can I do to make it up to you?
Marry Mr. Sheffield.
Ma, you're insane. It's a good thing I take after Grandma Yetta. Oi.
I have no career. All my life, I've been somebody's daughter, somebody's wife, somebody's mother. Who the hell am I?
Miss Fine!
Next!
I was strolling along Lexington Avenue with my lawyer when he nudges me to check out the, and I quote, hot brunette.
Oh, that's impossible. I was on Fifth.
Not you, Miss Fine. My 15-year-old daughter is wearing a wig that makes her look 25.
25? Cool! Hey, do I look old enough to get into a club?
Sure, and we haven't even put the lashes on yet. Which we're not going to do because you're just a little girl. Now get upstairs and make your daddy a cupcake in your Easy-Bake Oven.
Miss Fine, whatever possessed you?
Well, every girl should experiment with her look. When I was her age, I dyed my hair red, just like Rue Valenska. Within 2 days, I was... Oh, that wig is definitely going back. Don't you worry. They'll give us a full refund at the chatterbox. I'm like family there.
From who? No, no returns, no refunds. Sorry, dear, tears don't work on me. Neither does that. Well, that might work if I close my eyes.
Hey, watch it! You're drowning me! You never washed someone else's hair before?
Actually, this was my first time.
Oh, then you're pretty good. Hey, Claude, give me some big hair. I got my nephew's bar mitzvah tomorrow. I really want to pop.
You're Jewish?
No, I marry one. They make good husband. No cheat, no drink, and every Sunday night, he in the mood for Chinese.
Here. Look what I did for Mimo.
Oh, you take picture of mother out of garbage and fix it. Very good. We got employee lounge back.
Mr. Anthony, all that anger is just because he's lonely. I'm sure he tries to hide it.
Oh, yes. Tonight he's hiding it with Bernice.
Seeing someone? Well, you know what they say. All the good ones are either married or seeing someone or... I think it's just those two things they say. So what's she like?
Who, Bernice? Oh, she's a very smart girl. Two brains.
See, now that is classic. He's avoiding a serious relationship because he doesn't want to get hurt again. I wonder how much a pair of brains like that cost.
My darling, if you want to work here, let me give you a little advice. Stay out of Mr. Anthony's private life.
Look, I am not afraid of Mr. Anthony. He has got to start putting his son's needs ahead of his own, and I will tell him that right to his face.
What's that?
Pier 1 is having a 2-for-1 frame sale, and I thought Mimo would like the frame of equal or lesser value.
You know, when you alphabetized my styling mooses, I said, all right, she's eager.
When you convinced Mrs. Wilk to cut her hair short so she wouldn't have to come back for 6 months, I said, all right, she's stupid. But when you interfere in my personal life against direct orders, I say, all right, she's fired.
You know, when a guy punches out a picture of his wife, I say, all right, he's in pain. When he throws that picture into the trash, I say, all right, he's in denial. But when he fires the one person who is just trying to bring him and his son closer together, I say, please don't fire me, Mr. Anthony.
How many times do I have to tell you nobody wants this picture?
I do.
See, I told you.
And close. This is none of your business. And if you're going to pretend to cut her hair over there, would you at least put some scissors in your hand? Mimo, what do you need this picture for?
I don't know. Well, just in case she ever came back, I guess I know what she'd look like.
Well, then you should keep it because she's your mother.
Do you mind? I know how to talk to my kid. Then you should keep it because she was your mother. And just for the record, she walked out on me, not you.
This is a real Kodak moment. Okay, smile.
There, now you look like my little girl again.
I'm not going.
No guys will be the least bit interested in me.
Good, then you'll have no problem being home by 10. Come on, Margaret. No boy in his right mind would be the least bit attracted to that ridiculous wig. Oh, Miss Fine, look at you.
Well, they wouldn't take it back, and I didn't want it to go to waste. Are you sure you don't want to go out for ice cream?
Who said that? Oh, Niles, we're going out for ice cream.
Oh, I thought you were exhausted, sir. I drew you a bath in the jacuzzi with eucalyptus oil and a snifter of brandy. Well, I've got a second wind.
I'll go hail a cab.
Well, wouldn't want it to go to waste.
Well, can you believe that guy? 2 minutes ago, he was dead to the world. One look at this wig and he's ready for a double dip. I tell you, I don't know whether to be flattered or insulted.
Look, what do you say we take in a movie as well, huh?
Flattered it is.